I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Mei Shang and Tian Tian star in today's GeoQuiz. In case you didn't know, Mei Shang and Tian Tian are giant pandas. They live at the National Zoo in Washington. They're the featured piece of a giant panda breeding agreement with China. When China's president Hu Jintao visited Washington last week, he renewed the agreement for another 5 years. But where in China are the pandas from? That is the question. So we're going to check in now with Brandy Smith, curator of mammals at the National Zoo. And for today's GeoQuiz, Brandy, we'd like to ask you, where in China are Mei Shang and Tian Tian from?
Mei Shang and Tian Tian were both born at the China Research and Conservation Center for Giant Pandas, which is located, it's in China, in Wulong, in the Sichuan province. So they were born in captivity, but their parents are from the wild.
Right, in the wilds of Wulong in China's Sichuan province, the answer to the GeoQuiz today. Now, this new agreement must be good news for you. Are you hoping these panda bears will breed?
Oh, goodness, yes. We are definitely hoping that they will breed and produce another offspring.
What do you do to encourage that?
Well, we just let the pandas do what comes naturally, and they tell us when they're ready. So Mei Shang and Tian Tian, we are watching them right now, round the clock, literally. We have a 24-hour watch right now on our giant pandas because their behavior and also their hormones tell us exactly when they're ready to breed.
And what do you see physically going on when you know they're ready?
Well, we see a lot of behaviors. We watch Mei Shang, of course, and she makes different noises. It's called a bleating, and she makes this noise particularly just around the time when she is receptive in the mood. And in addition to Mei Shang, we also watch Tian Tian, our male. He becomes extremely restless. So he's patrolling, he's looking, he knows there's a receptive female nearby. So we watch his behavior as much as we do hers, and for them to tell us when they're ready to get together.
Does the presence of biologists watching them 24/7 inhibit their kind of desires at all?
The wonderful thing about our panda house is that we have cameras. Our 24-hour watch is a distance from them, and we can see them on the webcams, and we can record their behavior, and that can help us manage them. So the people who are near the pandas are the keepers and the people with whom the pandas are already familiar.
You know, Brandy, I think for most people, pandas kind of look like furry beanbags, but you must be able to recognize distinct personalities between Mei Shang and Tian Tian.
Yeah, that's a great question because a lot of people ask us, you know, what visual cues, the patterns of the circles around their eyes or the stripes across the back. But you really got it. I find it easier to distinguish them by their personality because they are very different. They are individual animals. Mei Shang is much more laid back. She's a lot calmer as a panda. You'll see her, if you give her a fruit sickle, you'll see her sit there just calmly licking the fruit sickle and just taking her time with things. Tian Tian has a little more energy, especially now during breeding season. So he has a little more, I guess it's a little more electric personality.
Mm.
Tian Tian actually means more and more. And when I see Tian Tian, that's kind of what I think, more, more, more.
They like those fruit sickles, huh?
Oh, they love those fruit sickles.
Maybe not the best food for this cold winter in Washington. How are they holding up that bamboo forest in, you know, freezing weather?
Well, the pandas love the cold, so they love
Oh, really?
Being outside. We still give them their fruit sickles now. They enjoy this weather. And actually, if people can brave the cold, it's a great time to come see them because they're so active. And our bamboo, we harvest the bamboo. We have a huge facility out in Front Royal, Virginia. And we have great stands of bamboo out there, so we can harvest bamboo all year round to meet the needs of our pandas and elephants and gorillas and everything else that likes the taste of bamboo here.
Brandy Smith, curator of mammals at the Washington National Zoo. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And if you liked yesterday's polar bear cam, which evidently thousands of you did, you'll love today's panda cam at theworld.org.